So I want you to repeat after me. It's so easy that even a caveman can do it. You remember those old Geico commercials? It's so easy that even a caveman can do it. Those are the ones. Not the ones with the gecko, but the ones with the caveman. Geico insurance, so easy even a caveman can do it. Now, this is not a plug. I promise I don't work for Geico. The point is, I think they really wanted to drive home that no matter who you were, where you came from, your background, your income, your level of education or knowledge of insurance, Geico was supposedly so easy, so simple, that you could figure it out. And it kind of took this swipe at social justice language and rhetoric, and they stopped the campaign. They said, what do you mean? Even so easy, even a caveman can do it. They show this hairy caveman wearing a suit and tie, all dapper and sophisticated, busting down stereotypes. I got to tell you, I've been thinking about these commercials a bit lately as I have read Luke's gospel, because sometimes the gospel is so easy that even a caveman can do it. Even a caveman can do it. And that's what I want to share with you today, because it's not always the case, but I think it really makes sense today. And our lesson from Luke, we hear that John the Baptist is talking to a crowd gathered at the River Jordan, where he baptized folks. He's talking about people as if they are broods of vipers, poisonous snakes, and he warns them about the impending wrath of God to repent. He takes this language a step further and says that God has already taken aim and gotten people in God's sights. He's like a baseball star at plate taking practice swings at the air. The axe is at the root of a tree, and if the root of the tree isn't allowing that tree to produce good fruit, then God is going to whack that thing down, cutting it down and then burning it in the fires. In other words, John's talking about sin and repentance and hell. Hell. Now, what a perfect homily for the children's program, right? We hear that when the people gathered to be baptized ask John what they've got to do to get saved, to be good and right with God, John tells them in a matter of speaking, it's so easy that even a caveman can do it. As we hear about John the Baptist proclaiming a way for Jesus, we might be reminded of those old Geico commercials. Because the word John declares is so easy that anybody can do it. The word he declares is not the stuff out of the apocalypse like it would sound like when you're hearing about hell and the coming wrath and judgment of God being poured out. But rather, it sounds like the stuff of kindergarten. Kindergarten. Now, I'm not comparing kindergartners to cavemen, although I have been known to get clubbed by my kids from time to time, and some of their drawings are questionable, look like cave art. But the stuff that John the Baptist describes for us to do to prepare for the coming Christ is so easy that really anybody can do it, not just a caveman. John is almost like a kindergarten teacher here, aside from the broods of vipers and the axe roots and the hell thing. He says the following words of how you are to prepare for Jesus. He says, don't cheat. Be kind and share, and don't bully. Simple as that. It's so easy, anybody can do it. John's words for the people gathered at the waters to be baptized, and to all of us, is they don't sound like particularly heroic words or big words or anything like that. They're pretty simple things. But they are powerful things. Things that each of us can do in our own context, in our own lives, in our own places of work and play, with our own families. To the whole crowd that was gathered, what does John say? He says, share. Share. If you have two coats, let someone have the other one. Share. Because everybody can share. It's so easy that even a caveman can do it. Then he specifically says to the tax collectors to be fair and don't cheat people. They all had the opportunity to confuse and cheat and blank people over. I just bought a used car. If you think those folks are good with numbers, think about tax people. So John the Baptist says, don't cheat. Be fair. So easy that even a caveman could do it. And to the soldiers who gathered to be baptized, who had all the opportunity in the world to push people around, to extort people, to bully people, John says, take the higher road. Don't bully. don't bully. So easy that even a caveman can do it. John meets people where they are and tells them how they, in their individual context, can help usher in the kingdom of God and make way for the coming Christ, the Messiah. It's not heroic stuff. It's just human stuff. And it is the stuff of kindergarten. As we face into Christmas together, I think this is really important for us to hear. We live in a time in our country where many people do not get along, where there are many people who are lacking. But at the heart of things, we are human. We are people that have needs. And each of us has a context out of which we live, work, and play. So I think the words of John, the kindergarten teacher, might help us not only prepare for Christmas, but this year to come. So blessings this Christmas, and may you live with the lessons of John out in this world that God loves so much. And blessings to you as you prepare a way and a place for the Christ child in your life. Amen.